The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Davayin Beis. The Gemara Hamad Beis discusses the Din of Nisasik. Niskaman like Bias Atolish, Samachubid, Aloch is Potter. There, we've been learning about Shkovis for the last several blocks, and now we're introducing a concept called Nisasik. Nisasik is where a person is not missing a Yidia as to the Halochis of Shabbos, or he's not missing a Yidia as regards to the day, but he's missing a Yidia as regards to the nature of the act that he's doing. He thinks that what he's doing is a ma'aseh of just picking up a piece of grass lying on the ground. He doesn't realize that what he's really doing is he's being menatek, he's being toilish, that piece of grass, and being mechubal lekarka. That's called nisasik. The halach is its potter, it's not a shoygeg. Again, what's the difference between a shoygeg, which is chayev a carbon, and a nisasik, which is potter from a carbon? Says Rav Kiv Eger, there's a very important Tshuvah Rav Kiv Eger in the Tshuvah Simch Ches, and Rav Kiv Eger says that the difference between Nisasik and Shoigeg is that Shoigeg, the emissaries of Kirega says that the level of Shia is the same. The same carelessness that would lead a person to not know Hilcha Shabbos, or to forget that there's such a Malach on Shabbos, or not to know the day of the week, it's carelessness, it's a Shia, and that's why it's Chayv a carbon. That same level of being unawares is also true. If a person doesn't check what he's doing, he picks up a leaf, and he doesn't realize that the leaf is, he didn't check, and he doesn't realize the leaf is attached to the ground. There's also a level of shir, there's also a level of carelessness. But because the unawares, the level of being unawares, runs deeper, it's not just a lack of idea of a halacha or of a situation like forgetting which day of the week it is, that type of thing, but it's a unawares of the nature of the act that he's doing. There, the exact cause of it is that he's potter. Not only is he not amazed, but he's potter from a carbon, and that's why Nisasik is potter. Now, there is another halacha which is called Einu Miskaven, which we've met up with many times, hopefully. Einu Miskaven is the classic case. If somebody's dragging a bench along on the ground, and the bench is not particularly heavy, sometimes such a bench catches in the ground and it makes a hole. Making a hole in the ground is an halacha of chayrish, it's like plowing. Why is a person allowed to schlep that bench? The halacha is that he's allowed to, because since he does not plan on making that hole, and there's no certainty that the hole will be made, the halacha is that he's called Einu Miskaven, and it's mutter. Says Reb Kivega, this is another Reb Kivega. Reb Kivega in his Marocha, Simen Yud, Meseches Yuma, printed in the Reb Kivega Amoyed, picks up the thread of what he discusses in the Tshuva, and Reb Kivega says that Einu Miskaven is a different type of unawares, is less of an unawares, or if you want to say it the other way, it's more unawares. Kurega says a definition which is a little bit hard to grasp, and he says that Einu Miskaven, the person's level of unawares, is with doubt. Maybe it'll make a hole in the ground, schlepping the bench, maybe not. Because there's a suffix there, the chesaron idea is he doesn't know whether something will take place, that's why it's mutter. He doesn't plan on doing it, he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't know if it'll take place, therefore, he's not chayv at all, he's not liable at all. It's not like a misasik which is potter avalosa. Masha'enken, a misasik which is, he's totally unawares as to the nature of what he's doing. Over there, the halacha is that it's not just potter from a carbon. I'm sorry, over there, the halacha is that it's potter from a carbon, but a malacha was performed, he's considered to have been Michal Shabbos. But he's only a misasik, so he's potter from a carbon. That last definition of Kiveg is a little bit iffy. If anything, we would say that where the idea is with a certainty, he doesn't realize at all that the piece of grass is mechubah, maybe it should be even less than Einu Miskaven. Kiveg is a little bit hard to understand. There's another approach, more fundamental approach, which satisfies more the need for a definition, a working definition of these halachas, and this is the discussion of the Mekor Chaim. In Hilchas Pesach, Mekor Chaim is a sefer on Hilchas Pesach written by the author of Nesivus HaMishpat and Choshen Mishpat, Chavis Das and Yerodeh and others form, and in Simon Tos Lam and Aleph and Erechaim, which is the halachas of not having chametz in the house, The Mekor Chaim poses a very basic question. We spend a month between Purim and Pesach scouring our houses. Some of us like to think it's spring cleaning, but the purpose is, of course, based on value rabbi. It must, of course, midiraisa, we move out to the chametz. Anyways, we sell the chametz. From midirabbanan, we clean our houses, we get rid of, we mekayim the teshbisu, by getting rid of, we make sure that we're not going to be able to buy your rabbi. Frankly, Mekor Chaim, any chametz that a person has in his house when it comes to Pesach, assuming he doesn't know about it, why should it be over? L'chor is a misasik. The same way if a person picks up a piece of grass and he thinks that it's mechubur, and he's unaware, he thinks that it's talish and he's unaware that it's mechubur, it's not over. If a person thinks he doesn't have chametz and he does have chametz, it's not a shogeg, it's not a lack of idea regarding halachas or regarding the nature of the day, regarding what he's allowed to have, what he's not allowed to have. It's a mistake, it's a idea regarding the nature of what he has and what he doesn't have, what he's doing and what he's not doing. His house, he thinks is chametz free, and it's not. So why should it be over? It's a misasik. Rav Kiva Eger, in the above-mentioned Tshuva, deals with this question by saying very simply, that misasik doesn't mean you didn't do an aver. Ein miskaven is the pshat mutter. You didn't do an aver. Misasik, you did the malacha. It's the same thing as a shoigeg. But, since the level of iyedia runs deeper, because it's an iyedia, fundamental iyedia of not knowing at all, so they have this exact cause of the yipotter, not only, not amazing, but yipotter from a carbon. It's not even a shoigeg, but it's only a pturin carbon. Bal Yeroe, which is a chayv in lav, is not a, you're not trying to pat him off from a carbon, therefore he's still over Bal Yeroe. So Rav Kivaeger's approach to this kasha is to say that there is no ptur of misasik except when you're dealing with whether you chayv a carbon chatas or not. The Mekor Chaim's approach is radically different. The Mekor Chaim says something which opens up a lot of depth of understanding in these halachas. He says like this. He says that the idea of misasik is that when a person is unaware as to the true nature of the act that he's doing, it's not just the pshat, his thought process is missing. The act of doing what he's doing is not considered fully done. Part of a person's doing, or part of what halacha considers doing or not doing, has to do with the person's mental process while he's doing it. This sounds similar to a view of Shimon of Melachshon and Tzichon Leguva, but let's leave that aside. The Mekor Chaim says that when a person does a maaseh and he doesn't realize that he's doing that maaseh, he realizes what he's doing physically, but he doesn't know that what he's doing is maaseh X. He thinks he's picking up a piece of grass. He doesn't realize that he's being toilesh, a piece of grass which is mechubra, that's not considered a full maaseh aveira, to the point where he's part of a carbon. That's not exactly the cost of a carbon. It's a chesor, it's a gzeza kosu, that type of act is not considered a full act of aveir. Says the Heligim Mekor Chaim, says Gvaldik. Mekor Chaim says, that's only a problem when the Aveiro is the doing, a Maisa Aveiro. Person needs to do Maisa Malach on Shabbos and he's misasek, he's not considered fully doing. But Bal Yeroh is not an Aveiro of doing. Bal Yeroh is over B'Shev Altas. Bal Yeroh, you're over, if anything, for not doing, for not getting rid of the Chometz. The state, there's no act here of getting Chometz. The state of having chametz is davera. That state still exists, even if he's an enemy scholar. I'm sorry, even if he's a misasik, even if he's totally unaware, the fact that he doesn't have the chametz, he still doesn't have. He still has the chametz. He still does not have a chametz-free house. Therefore, misasik wouldn't be relevant. If you look at misasik as a level of personal liability, then the kasha is a strong kasha. L'chayr is a misasik. The nesivis, the Mekor Chaim says that the Mahus of the Ptur Misasik is not a Ptur in the level of liability of a person. It's a Ptur because by definition that Maisa is not a Maisa which carries with it Dine Chatos, Dine Meze, Dine Chatos, whatever have you. It's not a full Maisa Aver. Says the Mekor Chaim, takes this a step further and he says, what's the difference between a Misasik and a Miskaven? Misasik is the Pshat that a person is doing a Maisa Aver because he's unaware. It's considered not a full Maisa Aveira, but he still did somewhat a Maisa Aveira, therefore, Potter Avalosa. And in Miskaveni says, the Torah considers it totally not a Maisa Malach. What does that mean? A person schlepping a bench across the floor, as we said, what is he doing? He's schlepping the bench. The fact that we'll call that, for our purposes, Maisa X. What is he doing? He's doing Maisa X. Maisa Y, that is digging a hole in the floor, is something that happens by itself. He's really not being Oisik and Maisa. Why? He's being Oisik and Maisa X. Because he's totally any Mechav of Maisa. Why? The halachic definition of Maisa Y is something that took place by itself. It's totally not attributed to the person who did Maisa X. Since you plan on doing X and it's not Muchak that Y will take place, you're doing X, you're not doing Y at all. Of course, if it's a psikresha. If the ground is soft and for sure the ditch will be made, or the bench is too heavy and for sure the ditch will be made, that means that in Maisa X, it has to be that Maisa Y will take place. That's called your Mechavan on Maisa Y. We'll say, for argument's sake, we'll use that nusach. But in any case, over there, the Ptur of Ein Mechavan is a step further to the point where not only is there something missing in the Maisa Malacha, but you didn't even do a Maisa Malacha. And that's why it's Mutter Lechatchila. So this is the working definition of a Mekor Chaim. It's very fundamental that the thought process of a person, his level of awareness of what he's doing, and with what he's doing, affects the definition halakhically of whether he did it or not at all. It's not just a ptur in personal liability, it's a ptur because by definition, you didn't do anything. We're soon going to bring a strong riot to this. I just want to point out another example of such a concept. Reb Chaim Brisker in his Sefer on Rambam, talks about a steer in Rambam. This is totally not in the realm of Hilchos Shabbos, but it should be a pretty basic definition, and hopefully it'll give us all somewhat of an inspiration. Reb Chaim talks about the fact that the Rambam quotes a halacha as saying that if a person doesn't concentrate by the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, he's not yoitza. Anybody who's mechavin by the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei is yoitza Shmoneh Esrei, even if thereafter he was not concentrating on what he was saying. A few halachas further, the Rambam tells us that every time a person davens and is unaware of what he's saying, he's not Yoytzeh Shmoneh Esrei. It's not the whole Shmoneh Esrei. So the Kash is asked on the Rambam, make up your mind. Is it the first bracha which is ma'akid? Or every bit of davening that's said without kavona is ma'akid. It's not considered davening. So Reb Chaim says as follows. Reb Chaim says when we talk about the first bracha, we're talking about a person knows that he's davening, he's standing, he's having a conversation with his maker, he's talking, that he's aware of the fact that he's talking with the Rebbein Shlom. What he's not doing is he's not concentrating on the words of what he's saying. He's not concentrating on the meaning, the pirush ha-milim of what he's saying. That type of kavon is only ma'akav the first bracha, because you davened, you talked with the Rebbein Shlom, you stood, you had a conversation with him, you didn't know exactly what he was saying, you trusted Anshei Knesset HaGdol, but that Kavon is only ma'akev by the first bracha. However, if a person, Reb Chaim says, is, we'll use him in our terminology, is spaced out, and he's thinking about what he's going to do in the office that day, and he's a misasik, and he doesn't realize, he's not concentrating on the fact that he's an Eimid Lufnei Hashem, Reb Chaim says the fundamental act of tefillah is not thinking about word for word what you're saying. The fundamental act is the awareness that what you're doing is an act of talking with the Rebbein Shlom. If a person at any point loses that thread of thought, and he's concentrating on something else, he's preoccupied, and he's not aware that he's talking with the Rebbein Shlom, that he's standing and doing a Maisa Tefillah, that misasik renders it not a Maisa Tefillah at all. That Kavanah, there's no difference in the first bracha and the 14th bracha. At any point, if he's spaced out, and he doesn't focus on the fact that he's talking with the Rebbein Shlom, he's in the Sassi. If he's in the Sassi, he's not davening. Why should I make it in this witch bracha of Shmoneh Esrei? That's just an interesting application of this idea that Misasik is not a level of personal liability. Misasik defines a person who's doing something, but it's not totally being done. A person who's davening Shmoneh Esrei and he's preoccupied with something else, he's not davening. He's not doing a Maisa Tefillah. So too, if a person does a Maisa Malacha on Shabbat, he doesn't realize that what he's doing is now Malacha, that's not called fully doing the malacha. Again, the reason why it's also is because the ma'isa, he did it. But it's not considered a full ma'isa, but whatever it is, he did it. Any miskaven is the pshat, it happens by itself, because he was doing something totally different. He was doing X, and Y happens. Nasa me'elov, the lashness of the Rishon. So now, what I want to do is I want to bring a raya from another area in halacha, again to the definition of the Mekor Chaim. There's a ram. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah says something very interesting. The Ran says that even though we pass in the mitzvah is srichos kavona, any mitzvah that's done One is only Yosef is mechavel l'shem mitzvah. The Rad says, but mitzvahs of achilles, talking there about achilles matzah, person eats a kazayis and matzah, and is not mechavel l'shem mitzvahs matzah. If he takes a lulav and esrog on the first day of Sukkis, and is not mechavel l'shem mitzvahs lulav, he's not yoytzeh the mitzvah. We paskin mitzvahs tzrichos kavana. But despite the fact that we pass with the tzitzis kavana by matzah, if he puts the food, the matzah in his mouth, he chews it and he eats it and he doesn't think that he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, he's yoytze. Why? The Rav brings a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis. When we talk about mesasek, where a person didn't realize what he was doing, and he was either oichel a davar asur, he was oichel chelev, or he was boiled a bi'ilo asura, the Gemara says that there is no p'tur mesasek by Macholos Asuras and by Bios Asuras, by Isure Erva, says the Gemara of the Lashon, Mal Chalom Varai Shekein Nen. The fact that it's the reality of the Achila, or the reality of the Maisa Bia, the Bi'ila of an Erva, is something which is Mahanehim, something which he has physical Anah, either from eating or from the Maisa Bi'ila. So over there, there's no Ptur Mesasek. Why is that? Explain Rabbi Seinu that the concept of Mesasek, as we just said from Makor Chaim, is a Ptur because the person is not fully engaged in the Maisa that he did. Say the Achroinim that that's only true when you talk about an act, which could be defined as not an act because you didn't realize what you were doing, where the nature of the act is something which has a physical sensation, such as Chalav V'arayis, there that physical sensation is considered totally experienced by the person, despite the fact that he was not fully aware of what he's doing. It's only picking up a piece of grass and you don't realize the import of what you're doing that renders it not being fully done. But eating a pizza, eating a steak, or eating chelev in that case, it's considered fully done because the physical experience of what you did is the full achilah. Any other act has to do with your thought process. Chalom ve'arayis don't. Why? Because the nature of them is the achilah. The way the Gemara says. So the Ran says, based on that concept, that the same is true also l'gabi a mitzvah, even though most mitzvahs, picking up a lulav and esrog on the first day of Sukkot without being mecham l'shem mitzvah, is not a ma'isa mitzvah. Why? Because the definition of a ma'isa is only when one is fully aware of what he's doing. Do a mitzvah, a ma'isa mitzvah, and don't be aware that you're doing in order to be mekayem ratzon and not boirik. You're not considered having fully done that ma'isa. Pick a lulav and esrog, and if you're not mechavin to listen to shofar, and you're not mechavin that you want to be yoytze the mitzvah, you're not considered fully engaged. Without your mind there, that's the way it is in everything in life, by the way. Without your mind fully there, you're not engaged in what you're doing. So therefore, it's not considered fully done. Mashenkin, where the done, the doing, the ma'isa of something is the physical experience of achila, that's considered fully engaged. You're fully engaged when you eat a pizza, even though you're not thinking about the fact that you're eating lunch. You're fully engaged because you're feeling the experience of what a pizza does for you. Anything that's physical pleasure, you're engaged, you're experiencing it, even though you're not thinking about it. The same is true by the mitzvah. Again, if we would talk about if the definition of mitzvah tzichus kavana is some type of nekuda of l'shem shemayim, then that wouldn't help. The definition of mitzvah tzichus kavana is to create a working definition of what you're doing, you're fully engaged in order to consider it fully being done. The same thing as we described by Misasik. So the Ran says the same way Legabe, the physical sensation of the eating or the Maisa Bia, creating the existence of the Maisa, you're fully engaged in doing it because you fully physically experienced it, the same is true Legabe Mitzvah. If you fully experience the taste of the matzah, then you consider having eaten the matzah despite the fact that you're not thinking about it. So this Ran would seem to be a Rayan Muchrachas to the understanding, to the lumdus of the Makor Chaim, not like the Rav Kivega, we're just pointing that out. And again, the other example, like we said, is Rav Chaim talking about tefillah, which will give us some pause for thought, that if we're preoccupied and we're thinking about something else, we're not engaged in an act of tefillah. A person who doesn't have his thought process with him while he's doing something is not considered fully doing it. And this is an idea which we should take with us.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center, To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.